brought to you by Penguin. The Book of Sand by Theo Clare. Read by Kristin Atherton. I Know I Am Deathless. Walt Whitman. Song of Myself, Section 20. Part 1. The Family. Chapter 1. Here he is, in the furthest corner of an antique desert. Just one of a string of people who move silently across the sand. The ferocious heat shimmers. Although the day is on the wane, and sunset isn't far. Some days this place is all Spider can remember. His skin is crusted with sweat, his tongue swollen, his feet sore. But he'll keep going. He has no choice with the sun sinking so fast. The family are 11 in total, a raggle-taggle assortment, ranging from a child of 5 to a huge grey man in his 60s. And though some are able-bodied, others are less so. Spider knows that of all the family, he's the strangest sight. Though he stands almost 2 meters tall, is whip-like and healthy as a young tree, it's his clothes that set him apart. He wears desert boots, aviator goggles, and a tattered woman's dress, which the slight breeze causes to flap lazily against his tanned legs. He leads the family's single camel, laden with equipment. The camel is as downcast as the family, forlorn and battered, and she drags her feet, and her humps are pitifully slumped. Next to Spider walks Amasha, squat and round-figured, moving like a regal ocean-going ship, her veils fluttering around her face. In her expression there is no urgency, no betrayal that she feels the same fear as the rest of the family. Spider glances over his shoulder to check the family are keeping up. The little blonde-haired girl who has been trotting bravely next to the camel for the last 2 hours is crying with fear. "Hey," he mutters, leaning his head sideways to Amasha. "Have you seen?" Amasha doesn't turn back to look. She keeps her eyes fixed on the horizon. "Of course, she's scared, but we can't stop. She's crying. I know. But for the sake of the family, we can't stop. She has to keep up. She knows we have to get home. Don't pay attention. She will soothe herself." Spider wraps the camel's rope tighter around his fists and leans into the walk, putting everything he has into it. His eyes are itchy with tiredness, but he keeps going, placing one foot after the other, registering the places on his neck where his skin has burned in the last 2 days, the point in his boots where the leather is thin and rubbing his sole. He doesn't look up at his surroundings, the long, featureless tracts of sand, up to 40 clicks in every direction, the distant cities and structures of iron, vast, funnel-shaped towers, some as much as 100 meters tall and 100 wide. Now that the sun is setting, the structures cast shadows immense as mountains collapsed across the sand. The little girl cries louder now. Spider stops, and the camel stops obediently next to him. He ducks under the camel's neck and bends to take the little girl in his arms. But before he can hoist her up onto his shoulders, Noor, the tall man at the head of the train, turns. In his late 20s, he is dressed in traditional kurta pajamas of pale gold. His hair is straight and groomed, his nose high, shoulders square, and he...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?